Maloni, Talohani, Talofalava, Malo le soifu, Malelangi Mama, Kiorana, Malo Elelei, Fakalofa Lahiatu, Talofa, Kokumele Mele Puka, Mao, Mai Teama, and Momo Lava Piki, Petato Tamana, Italangi, Motana Tauhinga, Manahaka Manuyanga, Mugitato Uma. Mateola Matemalo, Kumawe Gitato, Tokatino in Tato Tamahina Bene. Yeah. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica Health.
And Te Ama and our Pacific Health partner, Waitemata and Auckland District Health Boards, is proud to work together with studio guest Planet FM 104.6 every Tuesday at 11:35 a.m. And so this morning, we are so blessed and privileged to have Pelinatete Avuilemsem joining us in the studio as our very special guest this very morning. But before we continue on, at first, we like to say thank you to our Heavenly Father for waking us up this morning, as we know and understand that a lot of people didn't wake up, and tonight will be somebody's last good night. So therefore, we're going to open our program with a word of prayer. Fatalo fatu le mamalu au falung longo le netai au fo. Ai pe la wana tato masani ai vi ele tuo mo le soi fo malo loina ai mai se le tuo male fo mai le netai au fo. O le mele o le amatai nei la tato po kalame ele tatan tato tatan.
Ne tulo mato tama o mato o mai lo malo fio ne tula. Fa foi e tu lava vi inga mal fa tai me o malava wa fa e mo mato tmai o mato woni au au na le au nga ai mato ti fa mo mo lava i lo lo fa malau so so ani mai e mato e ma fa e ona fa tsa no o me o mo o mato tsa mo fa ye mo le au au na tsu mo e si tsanga tsa mato ti fa tai e e le ola wa fa mai e mato le ne yasu fa tai i me ai Fafetai ili ea baantangu fie malimanei olo umato umana vaina. Fafetai fo imoe olo umato fetau ili aaso male aaso. Fafetai mole ngaluenga onea umala uo efaie mo imato utama. Mato te vi ia lava oe. Mato te fapea onatalo lau fio netula ina ia fatasi mai mai mato. Nisio ainga ili umoa li loto faanua noa. Ona o lau wala upa ia ia mātou te talo lea tu e whapiona e wha mawhanwhana ia i lātou. Talo fo imo i lātou o lo mana o mia le fsosoani ia whapiona e fsosoani ia tu iai. Fsosoani mai fo ia i mātou ta mā ina i mawhai ona mātou fsosoani ma au au na atu i isi o lo mana o mia le fsosoani. O le le talo a lātou lo suafo Iesu. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, to my
This morning we are so privileged and blessed to have Belena Tete Abui Lamsem. Belena Tete, we call her Pele, has 17 years experience working in the Samoan public sector, as well as 3 years in the private sector. She worked for the Public Service Commission for 10 years in management advisory roles, as well as training and development. She then became Assistant CEO, Corporate Services for the Ministry of Finance for 7 years before moving to the National Bank of Samoa as the Human Resources Manager in 2013. Belena Tete is currently the Senior Financial Literacy Coach for Vakatautua. Vakatautua, Senior Financial Literacy Coach Belena Tete, Pele, is looking forward to helping South Auckland's Pacifica people improving their lives. So this morning I have the privilege on behalf of Te Ama to welcome Lea Fionga ya Belena Tete. Talo falava malo le soifu e lawa Fionga Pele.
Talo fafale malo for soifu.
So Pele, it's so nice to see you again this morning. I know that you come through busy traffic, yes. But you managed to get here on time, and as well, I see that beautiful smile on your face. I'd like to welcome again our beautiful listeners this morning. Our guest, I wish you could see her in the studio. She is so beautiful and pretty and always, you know, handsome and stunning in all ways. So welcome, Pele.
Thank you, Fale. Yeah, thank you. Praise God.
Yeah. For the sake of our listeners, can you share with us a little bit about your background, please, Pele, where you were born?
Well, I'd love to do that, Fale. I was born in the village of Alapalauli in Savai'i. And my dad, a Chinese man, and my mom is Samoan. And we stayed in Samoa for that time when I was brought up in Palauli. And I remember when I was very young, I used to help my dad and my mom for little things like with the cocoa and coffee, helping with the cocoa. And cobra. So that's what my dad is a farmer at the time, and dad has taught me values and about money, how to save money. He works so hard, day after day, to raise us children. Do you know we have, Father? Do you know we have? There's 14 of us in the family.
Wow.
Same mom, same dad. And my dad raised all of us. And I am the number 13 in the family. And so Dad raised all of us. And so he works, that's why he works so hard to earn the money and save money so that we have a future. Dad ended up buying a business in leasing a property in at Falmatau to Falelatai, and that's how we moved to Falelatai. We had our small business there. Dad had a dairy there, and so we stayed there for a long time. And I think I moved to Falelatai and started kindy there, and I learned how to read the ABC at that age from Falelatai. So I lived and stayed in Falelatai for most of my life until and went to school, primary school there until form one. I moved to model school in Laififi for 1 year at form two there, and then from there on moved to Paul Six College from there. It was a sad story, not to go. You said a lot of people say we had to go to Samoa College, but ended up going to American Samoa. And when I came back, I wasn't able to. My placement has been given to somebody else, so I ended up going to Paul Six College. The second choice was St. Mary's, but I didn't get there because they didn't want me because I had St. Mary's second choice. So ended up going to Paul Six College, and from there I worked hard, and I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to go to Fiji and studied in Fiji to do my degree in Fiji. And after that, went back home and worked for 10 years, and then went back and do an MBA program, a master's in business administration. After that, went back and worked in the, I was successful enough to be appointed to the Ministry of Finance to be their corporate services ACL. After that, I moved on to the private sector. I always have in the Ministry of Finance, we say the private sector is the engine for growth. And so I thought, after working in the public sector for 17 years, I thought it's about time that we go and work in the private sector to make sure that and keep that engine growing for the ministry of for the country of Samoa. Things happened in life we don't know, and God has His own plans for us. Our plans are not God's plans. And my husband had a brainstem stroke, which forced us to move to New Zealand for medical treatment, and that's why we are here. But throughout this life, you learn how to manage a business from Dad's teachings, from Mom's teachings, and from my older sisters and brothers who were helping with the business. So you've learned how to manage a business from a younger age. And I was taught by my dad, we always say, save, don't waste food, don't waste money. And so that has been, the teachings have been, and those values that have been taught to us by my dad and my mom and my older siblings have helped me to where I am. And when I went to the university, I got married to a handsome and gorgeous guy. He's he helped me also in so many ways. And I say that it was them and the people that I met in Samoa at work, my parents, my husband, that made me who I am today. So I give thanks and I give tributes, and I'd like to acknowledge my mom and their dad, my siblings, my husband.
Man.
Who has been... My husband, Ronnie Lam Sam, who has been my supporter, number one supporter in life throughout the years, until the Lord called him.
Yeah.
in 2015. So I think the teachings that we had, whatever values we've and our upbringing, my upbringing, has really helped me to be where I am. And the work that I'm passionate to do, with my husband's disability, I'm now working in the area of disability with Whakatautua. I've been working in Whakatautua for 10 years in this area of disability, providing information, advice, and cultural support to our Pacific Island people who have disabilities. And I'm so passionate to work and help them to make sure that they get the support they need. Sometimes things get difficult, but with the network that we have, with the personality that I have and have created friendship with a whole lot of people, it really makes things a lot easier. I believe that they say when one door is closed or when one window is closed, another door is open for you. So you have to look and find and pray for God's blessing to provide you that opportunity to help you, to guide you to that door, to open up that door so that you can help other people. In the role of financial capability, that is an added work that I'm doing. That's the other job that I'm doing. And in the area of disability, we help the families and carers of people with disabilities and carers of elderly parents that are struggling because of the difficulties they encounter in life, because of their background, because of a whole lot of problems that happen to them, which put them in the position they are. And so helping them through financial capability, helping them so they can do the things that they be able to get the support that they need, not only socially, financially, but spiritually as well at times. And also for them to understand that there's always ways that we can help each other. And a lot of these things, I believe, are all the stuff that we learned and we're able to help these people. And we always keep praise and thanks to our Lord, our Heavenly Father, who's always there to help us. And that's my prayer every day. Please, Lord, help me so I can help other people. That's my prayer every day. Help me, Lord, so I can help other people.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bele. Bele is a woman of strength. I wouldn't say strong, because she has been able to cope with life, as she shared, and acknowledging her husband, Eroni Lemsam, who has made her the person that she is today. And of course, we give glory and praising God for the strength that this woman, Pele, has. As a DIAS coordinator, as well as a senior financial literacy coach for Whakatautua, and her passion is to really want to see and make a difference in the life of all these people. Thank you, Pele, for the courage that you have, the strength that God has given to you each day with your prayer to give you that that strength and wisdom. And now I'd like to ask you to share a bit more. You've only touched on some of the things that you do. What are other programs that you are delivering right now, Pele?
Well, part of the work that I'm doing is in the area of financial capability. I see that there is value in helping, doing the work with Send Money Pacific. And Send Money Pacific is really another program that's funded by the Ministry of Health, by the New Zealand Aid as well as Australian Aid. This really helps the people that are sending money to our Pacific Islands, helping them to understand that there is a website called Send Money Pacific. It's www.sendmoneypacific.org that you need to get on to compare the costs of all the companies and all the people, the companies that are sending money to our Pacific Islands, so that they can make the right choice of the right company so they can save money. And saving money is also what we try and push in the area of financial capability, that people knew how to, need to know how to use the money wisely and how to save money for the rainy days. And that's why I'm passionate also to do this work, because it's all related, all intertwined.
Links.
Yes, intertwined. Mm. So everything is linked, as Afale mentioned. Mm. So, yeah, that's the other part of the work that we do. So I encourage people to, if you want to save money, if you want to, or you want to give more, that you also go on www.sendmoneypacific.org and compare the costs of the companies that are sending money to the islands.
Mm. Thank you, Pele. You mentioned that your dad, your father being Chinese, and also there's 14 of you and you're number 13. And everything that you have shared, and it suits you. And not only that, because you have the upbringing and the training from a young age about saving money. And so by you trying to help people, because you're walking the talk, right?
Yes.
So it's about putting words into practice, into action.
Yes. Yes, Vale. Yes, that's absolutely right. We need to walk the talk. And for any manager or anybody in the family, you walk the talk. That's what I like about being somebody here, that we actually put in practice what we have learned and try and help others so they can follow, so they can, or empower, more or less, empower others so that they can do the same thing. And maybe they can do it better, much better than the way I've done it or how I've done it. But it's empowering them so that they can do something better is what we want to do. The same as in the area of disability, Fale.
Yes.
Because of my own experience in caring for my husband with disability, I can feel what people are going through.
Mm.
The difficulty I went through trying to put a bread on the table, trying to help support my husband and help support my children. When we moved to New Zealand, it's very difficult. And so that, because of that, when people come to us about a disability, a situation, they're looking for a home, they try to get these equipments, they don't have enough money, they need somebody to support them because they need a break, or they need these tools, or they need a mobility van, or they need a parking card, all these things that people need in terms of disability, I totally understand. And again, as you mentioned, Fale, it's walking, you understand, and you walk the talk. And because of that, I am so passionate to do it, because I've been there. I walk the walk, and I want other people, I want to help others so that they can get things that they need to support their own families.
Mm.
Yeah. And same as with financial capability, and that's why I'm so happy to continue to do this work with the background in business, with a qualification in business. That's why I enjoy doing the work that I'm doing.
Not only Belle is so passionate and so caring, so loving and beautiful and lovely as well. And I wish that my listeners could actually see and meet Pele. I'm pretty sure some of you have met Pele and will be meeting her in the near future. So, Pele, between you and your handsome husband, Ironi, you're a grandmother, aren't you?
Yes, yes, okay. I'm a grandmother.
Yeah.
We have 6 grandchildren, and we have been blessed again by God. We're going to have another grandchild, so probably end of this year or early next year. So, yeah. God is good, always falling.
Amen, and all the time. And that will be the 7th?
That will be the 7th grandchild.
And how many children, you and Ironi?
We have four.
Four
children, okay. 2 girls and 2 boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah. Balance.
Yes. Bella, thank you so much. And you spoke a lot about, as a DIAS coordinator as well, with your experience with disability, helping these people. So you must be, I cannot imagine how busy you may be at DIAS. So what are your days like in helping people. Not only you make appointments, doing workshops and presentations, and let alone trying to cope with those that just walk in with no appointments, right?
Yes, Malik. It's very busy, family. Yeah. I basically work 7 days a week. So, yeah, I think, yeah, that's a really proves the point that, yeah, I have a business mind, and it's because my dad, when he was I was young, my dad worked 7 days a week as well. So yeah, 7 days is important, but sometimes we need to have a bit of a rest and have a break. And days are very busy. Going out to have appointments, seeing people walking in. But not only that, but when you do financial literacy, after 3 o'clock, I work on the area of financial capability, and you go out to do coaching with the families, but also you go out and you network with people to get new programs going, to line up programs for the next group of people. So, and follow up on the people that are also who have been through the financial capability program, and they also need help. So they either call you to come home and to talk about some of the issues that they have, or they will meet them somewhere for a cup of coffee and talk about some of the issues that they need to discuss further.
Billy, it's a big issue with regard to sending money to the island. You have mentioned that. Are we getting through to make them understand, especially with this sending money Pacific, because most of them still use, is it Western Union?
Yes.
And so how are you getting through and make them understand the difference in fees and rates?
Oh, that's a very good question, Fale. Very good. Because you're absolutely right. A lot of people don't really understand the... that can also be because of the... They need to have data to be able to access the website. Some have... they don't have data, but we're saying for the moms and dads that wants to send money to the islands, we say to them, if you don't know how to do it, ask your children. The children are capable of doing all of that. They can check for you. But it's not that difficult. As long as you have data, it's not difficult, because you can just get on to the website, you select the country you're sending the money from, you select the country you're sending the money to. If we're sending to Samoa, from New Zealand to Samoa, and then you compare the costs, and you will see all the companies that are sending money to the islands. And, of course, you're right. Western Union is very expensive. It's some people said it's very reliable, but it's expensive. So all of that comes with a cost as well. And but there are also other companies that send money to the islands, and they are much cheaper than Western Union. It's just a matter of getting on the website to see which one is the best one and gives you best value for your money.
It seems like, Billy, just by listening to you, you said that as long as they have data, you might have to add it to your busy program about educating the older people about using the device. Often they want to do things and the children are not around.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good point, Bali. Yeah, but I'm also doing programs. I'm talking to the community, the older people,
yes,
as well, about the Send Money Pacific, so they'll be able to get on the website, you know, use the device.
Yes.
But some of them, yeah, it's hard. And so they said, it's better for you to ask your children. They are capable of doing all of that.
Yeah, it's a good point, so they can feel. Also, it's another way of them motivating them, self-esteem about being able to use, a device,
a phone,
just to send money off like that. That would be so good. And also, they may not understand what data is, you know, and things like that. So, you're already doing a lot of things. And I can see the passion that you have in helping our people out there. You know, each family is trying to meet their needs. And the satisfaction that you get from all this, being able to walk away with a smile, because you put a smile on other people's faces, right?
Yes,
that's the greatest reward that you can get from that passion. I can see with you right now and always you do.
Thank you.
So, you've also educating me just by listening to what you're sharing. Talk a little bit more about the financial capability also, and that goes along with some other things together, like nutrition?
Yes.
Exercise?
Yes. And the financial capability program that we run at Waikato Tour, this is an 8-week program, and we have worked with the community, like we call clients with carers of clients with disabilities to come in one location. So we work with different locations, and we do the program with them. But we've also expanded. We've gone further. We're now working with the churches. That's more like the village in the islands.
Yes.
They people coming together and they work together in the church. So we're now in working with the churches. So for that 8 weeks, we talk about getting started on your money journey. So looking at the basic things like the need or want. Always asking, is it a need or a want? And then prior to when you also say it's a need and you end up prioritizing the need as well, make sure that you, this is priority number one, the rent or the mortgage, priority two, the bills or whatever. Yeah, number three, number four. And then you look at the other things like your debt and then whatever is left, that's how, what you work with. And looking at then we on week two we work on money system. That's how you organize your money, whether it's all in one bank account or different accounts, and how are you doing it. And again, week three we look at financial goal setting, smart financial goals. Week four we look at borrowing money, buying an asset, borrowing money, insurance. And the different types of insurance, the difference how, and knowing and understanding what are the contracts when you sign a contract, that you need to understand the fine prints within the contract. Because a lot of people, they are lured into signing a contract without understanding what's in it.
Yes.
And then after they got the money, they went away, and then they start having problems later on. They don't even know that every time a person, a lender calls you, they charge you for that call. Every time they write to you, they charge you for that letter. So people need to understand all of this and the administration costs. So and the week five, we look at the disability entitlements and consumer rights, knowing and understand your rights as a person with disability or as a consumer. We look at things like extended warranty. Is that needed? We look at also on that week, we look at the all the benefits that you should be getting from working income.
Right.
Yeah. What are your entitlements? Are you getting your entitlements? And week six, we look at health and well-being. That's what you're talking about. And that's where we, I have done a certificate with in Pacific Nutrition with the Heart Foundation. And it's with AUT, but funded by the Heart Foundation. So that's how I've used that qualification well and talked to people about eating healthy at a budget. So how can you eat healthy at a budget? Because our Pacific people, we live in extended families, so we need to budget our food in that way. And people need to know where to buy, where to shop. And part of that, we know that when you have you need to eat healthy, but you need to exercise as well. That's the nutrition side. You have to exercise. You don't just eat healthy and not do exercise. The two things go side by side. And we're encouraging the people to walk if you can't do exercise, walk at least 30 minutes a day. That's your exercise. So if you're doing work within the home, 30 minutes of your time, clean up, doing everything, yeah, that's your exercise, 30 minutes. You don't have to. People said, I don't have the time. But if you're doing work like that, if you're working in your garden, 30 minutes, yeah, that's fine. But a lot of people are doing more than that. On week 7, we look at the legal aspects in life, having the power of turn in place, having a will in place, looking at guardianship. If something happens to, for example, a mother with disability and there are younger children, who is going to take care of the young ones? On week 8, we look at upskilling. We've learned all these things, but we need to identify the areas that we need to improve on, like what qualifications do we need? What other short-term courses do we need to attend to upskill ourselves so we can get a better job or we can do something better? Some of the people that have been through the program, they've done a business, and it's true that they've done a lawnmower business. That you don't have to have a qualification, but it's an experience. It's just something that we do every day, but they've done it, and they're doing this business successfully. Some are now gone into upgrading, adding value to something that they buy from a secondhand shop, and then they add value onto that and make it, yeah, they use the different, their creative thinking and come up with beautiful products out of that. And because they've added value, they can sell it at a price and get money. And some even have gone into sewing. So they've done a course, upskilled themselves. Mm. They've done a course in sewing, and now they've done sewing as a business and earning money that can help the families. So there's a lot of things that we can help the families with. So all together, and that's the last program, upskilling, and then we wrap up the program. So 8 weeks, it's just 2 hours and the workshop once a week, and then we do one-on-one coaching with the individual families. And that's where you come together as a family and talk about the stuff within your homes, your financial situation, things that are not really working out for you. So it's a family program, and that's how we love it.
Oh, Billy, you are so passionate. I can see, I can feel love. I'm sure those listeners, you can feel that passion coming across from Billy. Right now, give you this opportunity, we're going to go for a little break and then come back, and then you can give out all your details where to contact you. And is there anyone that you want to shout out right now?
I'd like to shout out to Wakatautua.
Yes.
Wakatautua, my family at Wakatautua, my children, and my grandchildren, both here in Samoa, my whole family, my siblings and their families, all my friends in around Wakatautua, my Wakatautua work, all the families and friends, the extended family and friends as well, and all our listeners. I'd like to shout out to all our listeners. You're so awesome, and I hope this program has helped you in some way to uplift you, to give you some ideas that there is always a door opening. So it's just a matter of reaching out to get that help you need.
Amen. We'll be right back. Te ama.
I remember stories that were told by my mama of a place that she called home. Sunshiny, beautiful days, living and learning the island way. She had a great big smile while wiping the tears from her face.
Sun, sun, please take me home.
That's what she said to me.
Sun, sun.
Nena te te abui Lamsam, senior financial literacy coach for Wakataotua. And at the beginning, she spoke about her father being a farmer and Chinese, and where she helped out with copra, they make coffee. And she was told from a young age, trained rather from a young age, to save money. Welcome back, Pele Lawafionga, Pele Na Tete.
Thank you, Fali.
Because we're coming to the end of our program, which is gone too fast, and you have so much to share, and Pele, I would like to, at this point, could you please give out your details to your listeners, where to contact you?
For Wakataotua, if you call Wakataotua Work, you call 0800-825-282. If you need help with disability or financial capability, please call us on 0800-825-282. Or you can reach me on mobile number 027-778-8217. For Zen Money Pacific, you can reach me on 021-026-43926. So again, 021-026-43926.
Pele, we'd like to have you back on Te Ama Community Radio Program. But for this time, what would you like your audience, your listeners, beautiful listeners, to take away with them from this presentation, Pele?
Okay. I think, Fale, in this presentation, in this discussion, this talk in the morning, I would like to say that to our listeners, please, when you are working on your budget and when you're about to spend, I advise that you think whether it is a need or a want. Is it a need or a want? Like, for example, when you go out to buy a new pair of shoes or a Nike pair of shoes, and your son or your family doesn't have enough money, and you're going out to buy this Nike pair of shoes, ask yourself, is it a need or a want? Do I have to buy that expensive one, or can I buy this cheap one and use the rest of the money to buy something else for the family? So a need, for example, for people who, I think most of the people understand what a need is. Need is something that you can't go away from. So it you must have, you must do it. And the want is something that you don't really want to do it, but don't want it. But you just want to get it. Yeah, it's not a need. So, but sometimes we have our wants before our needs. So, and for those who are in need of help, please, you can. There's a lot of help out there. There's a lot of programs out there. It's just a matter of getting out and or reaching out and ask. Most of our Pacific people, we're ashamed to ask, but there is help out there. Help yourself so that we can help you. Mm-hmm. Help yourself by getting up and reaching out so we can help you. And at Wakataotua, we have our offices. Our head office is in Manukau, in South Auckland. Our other office is in West Auckland. And we have another office in Christchurch and Wellington. So at Manukau, you can reach us by calling the 0800 number 825-282, and we'll be able to direct you to whichever part of the country that you're working for, you're living in, so you can get that support. For I think that's the message I would like to give out to the people. Mm. There's help there, and don't be afraid, don't be shy to ask for help. And again, like, the door is open to those who knock. So keep on knocking, and you'll get the support you need.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Billy. And on behalf of Deama, we'd like to thank you so much, Billy Natete Abu-Lemsen, who is currently the Senior Financial Literacy Coach for Wakatautua. So, Billy, may God continue to bless you and give you the strength and wisdom as you continue to help people making a difference in their lives. And so at this moment, we say goodbye to our beautiful listeners and also to our beautiful guest this morning, Billy Natete. With the prayer, we're going to close.
Okay, let's go to the prayer, to the Lord in prayer again. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this beautiful time that we were able to share with a lot of people. We thank you for the technology that you've given to help us to reach out and help others. We ask that you please continue to help those in need, wherever they are. We ask that you bless them and help them in whatever way they need. We also ask that you bless Fale and Mele Mele for the program that they've done the work that they're doing to help us to reach others. We ask, Lord, that you be with us and help us and bless those who are in need of help. Help us to help others is the prayer we always ask. Lord, please help us to help others. And we thank you for all you have done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.